Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 8th of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day, we have singer-songwriter Joan Osborne and American rapper Jaden Smith celebrating birthdays. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to The Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. As Nine Radio appears to be continuing to swing 2GB back to the political centre, its newest recruit took to the airwaves on Monday afternoon. Former Seven sports reporter Jim Wilson has taken over Ben Fordham's drive shift in Sydney. Fordham, of course, has moved to 2GB Breakfast, replacing Alan Jones. It was an ideal news day for Wilson to kick off on, with the massive coronavirus flare-up in Victoria and the multitude of stories that surrounded it. Among his first-day guests were PM Scott Morrison, the New South Wales Premier, the head of NRL and former Prime Minister Julia Gillard. With political correctness at fever pitch right now, it looks like SBS has found itself on the back foot, fighting off claims of racism. A former journalist has claimed that Indigenous reporters within the organisation have been subject to racist taunts. One screenwriter claims to have been introduced repeatedly as the Indigenous cadet reporter, which she believes was paternalism and racism. The SBS managing director, James Taylor, says he was sickened and saddened to read the report. As a result, SBS staff are demanding that someone other than a white Anglo man should be appointed the next news director. Nine's annual marketing concept, the Big Ideas Store, has returned for its third year. In previous years, it's been a pop-up store in both Melbourne and Sydney, but this year it's gone virtual. The Big Ideas Store will run for 2 weeks, showcasing Nine's marketing solutions and demonstrating how creativity can be leveraged across multiple platforms, including radio. An ex-ARN creative director has launched his new podcast series, Ads, with two S's. In it, Sean Fay looks at the stories behind successful campaigns with the help of top radio people like John Williams, Jeff Bickerton, and Josh Newth. It doesn't matter how big a star you are, you can always be up for a little fun or craziness. Apparently, Bono gets so bored that he likes to call radio shows under false names. Seems he puts on a voice and takes part in phone-in discussions. Crazy, sure, but whatever floats your boat. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. 5 stars would be just fine. You can also tick the like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.